We're joined this morning on WEOL by the Executive Director of the United Way of Greater Lorain County, Bill Harper. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Now, you wore more than a coat, right? Did you have a coat? You're just wearing a suit here.
I'm layered. Yeah, I've got a coat, too. Yeah, right. You betcha.
Just want to make sure. Well, you're going to have our guest
show. My stocking hat and all that kind of good stuff.
Getting ready to go. Well, of course, the winter months are upon us now, but this is also the time where people start getting tax information in the mail coming to them. Getting prepped by the end of this month, they'll have all the pieces parts. But you're trying to prepare now for getting people to help other people fill out the taxes.
That's right.
About this Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition.
What is that? United Way of Greater Lorain County leads the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. And we've been doing this for a few years now. We have a grant from the Internal Revenue Service to help us do this. And what it's all about is helping low and moderate income earners out there to get their taxes prepared free by a trained professional that we train.
Now, is this something that United Way is spearheaded, or are you just because of what your resources kind of help boost?
We're actually spearheading this. And a few years ago, the IRS Internal Revenue Service came to us and said, you know, we'd really like you to do this for us. And It's amazing what it accomplishes in Lorain County. It actually brings in millions of dollars every year, both in terms of the costs that people don't have to pay to get their taxes done, but also the money that it brings back that they can spend here in Lorain County and help our economy. So it's a great thing. We depend on volunteers to help us accomplish this. And, you know, no experience is necessary. We provide free training throughout the county. And when the taxes are prepared, we've got multiple locations, flexible hours, including some super Saturdays that we do where people don't need an appointment. But once we get into tax season, people will just need to call 211 and or go to the Lorain County Free Tax Prep.org website, and you can actually, you know, get an appointment to have your taxes done.
Now, when people are being trained, are you putting them in a classroom? Is this done individually? When is this?
We have scheduled throughout the month. We have that free tax prep. In fact, this Saturday at Ohio Business College, we'll be doing. I'm sorry, at the Boys and Girls Club in Lorain, we'll be doing free tax prep training, and I'll be there because I'm one of the volunteers going through the training. And you know, not many people really like to do taxes, but I can tell you, having done this last year, it's a great feeling when you help out a family and they realize they're getting money back and they're getting their taxes done right and filed, you know, on time and everything. It's a great feeling to help these folks.
Now, is it a computer program that they're using?
Yep, we use computer programs, and they're provided to us. And so it really helps you to keep from making mistakes. And, of course, we've got people who are advanced trainers who check every return that are done by the basic people like me.
Well, double-checking is always good. That's always good.
And we had last year a very, very small percentage of errors, very small percentage of errors. And sometimes that happens because we may not get all of the documents that we should have had, or just other small mistakes, but a very small percentage. So people can have confidence that they're going to get their proper tax return.
When people are going to get the tax prepared returns done, is there a sort of a limit or a certain type of individual that would get these taxes done? Is there, you know, because there's a lot of, sometimes you think of all the different types of deductions, but I'm assuming this is maybe a little bit more on the easy side.
It's not just easy. We also do the longer form, but it is for low and moderate income folks. So generally $50,000, $60,000 a year and below in terms of what their earnings would be. You know, and it's amazing, Bruce, the people that we serve are, you know, often low-income folks, but they're working multiple jobs, and they've been putting into the tax system, but because they've earned so little, they actually get money back through the earned income tax credit at the federal and state level. So that's great.
Bill, any idea how many people you helped out last year?
We helped out hundreds of people and brought millions of dollars. I don't have that figure right in front of me, but we were going throughout tax season, you know, just about every day. And certainly those Super Saturdays bring in a lot of people.
If somebody wants to be a volunteer, do they need to bring really Any special skills to the table?
Nope, just if you're an adult and you're wanting to help out, we'll help train you. And, you know, you don't need to be an accountant, don't need to be particularly good at math, just, you know, follow the program and, you know, be have good customer service skills with people. It's great for young people, too, who might be in college, want to put this on their resume that they did this, shows that they have that technical skill, the ability to deal with a computer program. But, you know, I did it last year. I can do it. Anybody can do it.
And you're basically going through asking the questions that the computer program has. Some people may think, well, these things are really personal questions, but obviously these are certain maybe questions that relate to taxes, to know, you know, how many children, dependents, where you live, if there's any changes in their lifestyle over the last year that may impact their taxes.
Right. Yeah, they're personal questions, but of course it's extremely important that, you know, we hold those things confidential and, you know, we take that very seriously so that we're doing it in a way that respects the person's privacy.
Right. So that's the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition looking for volunteers. And then when do you actually start doing the taxes? Do you have a date?
Well, one of the things we're waiting for is the final version of the computer program that gets provided to us. But we anticipate that we'll be starting to do taxes in early February. Right. And people can sign up for appointments starting in mid-January. And again, all you need to do is call 211 to get that done.
And when they do that, I suppose that's the point. They also will get information of here's what you need to bring.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's that one point of doing it with the individual, but you need to have all the paperwork sort of.
Yep, exactly. You need to have all the paperwork in order to get that done. Yep, and that's important. But yeah, we're very explicit about what that is. And sometimes if a person gets there, they don't have all of their necessary documentation. They can either run home and get it if we still have time to get it done and we don't have another appointment right away, or they can come back for another appointment. But we absolutely want to do it correctly so they get it filed on time and
get the maximum amount of refund if they needed to do that.
Maximum amount of refund, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Or if there may be some news where you have to say, you know, you're going to have to owe some things and maybe kind of work out how that.
We also, at the Super Saturday events and then other times, we'll have the opportunity for people to set up a bank account as well, if they want to have their the money that's returned to them, their refund, if they want that to go directly into a bank account. If they don't have a bank account right now, it's a nice way to start saving.
Okay. And that also helps, too, because a lot of times those returns come back to you faster than if there has to be a physical check process.
Yes, if it's an electronic thing, it comes a lot faster, and it's less open to identity theft or, you know, other problems with the mail.
Right. And again, we're talking this morning to Bill Harper of the United Way of Greater Lorain County, where you recently received an honor. Talk about this.
We did. We were really excited. This last year, we were ranked in the nation's top 1% of United Ways, and there are about 1,200 United Ways across the country. We actually are ranked third in Ohio, but first in our category. So that was exciting. We received a score of 92.8 out of 100.
What's your category?
So the category has to do with your capacity. So it has to do with your population base, the number of Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered in your community, your capacity to raise funds and do good in your community. So a larger community like Greater Cleveland or Greater Cincinnati would be considered a 4, and we're out of 1, 2, 3, or 4, we're a 3.
Okay. So unlike the basketball NCAA, where the smaller number is the bigger one, the bigger number here is the bigger one.
Is the bigger one? Yes,
four is
exactly.
Bigger than 3, just as opposed to number 1.
Just to confuse
well,
things.
Well, obviously you're competing against similar other ones, or at least showing that too. So what does this sort of say about what you're doing, what the United Way in Lorain County is able to do to get to this?
Well, it's comparing our progress in really adopting the United Way business plan. It's our performance index, and it's all about, are we really addressing the root causes of significant problems in our community and focusing on long-term sustainable results. And so that's something that we've been focusing on now for almost 5 years, and we use this collective impact model to have long-lasting impact on significant problems in the health of people living in Lorain County, also their financial stability, and of course their education through our community collaborative. So it's recognizing the progress that we've made in those areas.
Now, you mentioned you're number three in Ohio, right?
Yes.
So there's other two that you kind of probably look at or get
Cincinnati is, I think, arguably the greater Cincinnati United Way is probably the best United Way in the world. They're just unbelievable. Now, we actually surpassed them by a few tenths of a percentage last year. They came back this year and surpassed us. And then also there's another United Way in Ohio that has done well.
What do you see in Cincinnati that makes it seem, you know, a little envious, or what is it that they're able to do that you think?
They have really led the effort in bringing different groups of people together, whether it's the corporate sector, the government sector, or the nonprofit sector, bringing those folks together, all working toward the same end. And that, so that's something we've tried to emulate here with our community collaboratives. That's where the initiative started, and we've, quite frankly, just tried to learn all we can from them. And in some cases, we've developed our own, you know, things that have surpassed their efforts.
In recent years, you've rolled out a couple collaboratives per year.
Right.
Anything coming up that we need to be watching for?
Yeah, we've got three or four in the offing. Should be in the next month or two. We'll be able to announce some additional collaboratives focused on middle school students. We also have a collaborative that will be working with low-income women who are the head of household. So they're bringing their income in. That's the only source of income. We know that makes up about two-thirds of our families in poverty. So we're working with them to advance their training, to get their degrees, and get better-paying jobs.
So just some of those we'll hear in the months
You'll
ahead.
Be hearing, yes.
As you stop by, you are members of the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Come by once a month to give us an update on what's happening here. We appreciate you coming in this morning. Again, if people want to find out more about helping out with the tax prep, what's a good place for them to get the details for that?
Sure. They can go to LorainCountyFreeTaxPrep.org, or they can call our office at 440-277-6530. Or if they're interested in an appointment, about the middle of the month, they can just call 211 to get an appointment to get their taxes done. And anybody out there who's interested in doing good in the world, if that's part of your New Year's resolution, then give us a call or contact us so that we can sign you up for that training so you can become a volunteer as well.
Right. And, of course, once you get into that volunteer pipeline, you have a lot of other different things people can help out with,
too. Oh, we do. We've got all kinds of things. We have a need for volunteers to deliver grocery bags to older adults and people with disabilities. We have opportunities to help young people learn to play and be more healthy, and that's another volunteer opportunity. So whatever your interest is, we'll have a volunteer opportunity for you to go with that.
Craig, we can learn young people how to play. This sounds, how could you not volunteer for something?
Yeah,
like
well, you know, we have a relationship with the NFL through their Play 60 initiative, and the whole idea is to get kids active. You know, kind of away from the devices that we always have our faces stuck in, and really play and learn about healthy eating and all that type of thing. So I think Craig would be an excellent person to share his secrets about staying so healthy.
I think so, too. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Bill.
All right.
And we'll see you next month, and we'll find out more of what's going on with United Way of Greater Lorain County.
Great.
Is,